performance in regard to their defensive performance, and how did you feel like the balance was as far as, were you guys just a step slow tonight, little rusty, or were they just that good defensively?
No, I don't know. I just thought they were certainly quicker to pucks than we were tonight, and I thought they were stronger on the pucks than we were. I do think that their defense overall deserves a lot of credit for shutting us down. Obviously we're not overly excited with how we played, but I think they deserve an awful lot of credit for creating difficulties for us to try to score. And then, the chances that we did have, I thought their kid Ned made some nice saves on that as well and did a good job of not leaving a whole lot of pucks laying around their net.
We can get off maybe to a little bit of a slow start. You guys just weren't real sharp.
No, we weren't. We weren't sharp in the first. I don't know that. I felt really, we had our moments in spurts and stuff. But overall, they were the better team tonight. I thought outworked us and outbattled us. So I would have to give them the credit. I don't even know that I would say, the first wasn't a good period for us, but it's not as though we really turned it around in the second or third.
It's been a long time since you guys have played a game of this magnitude, two nationally ranked teams at home. What, if any, impact did that have in terms maybe early in the game?
That's a pretty good question, but I thought, for instance, you look and our games last weekend were pretty, it was, I hate to say it, those were big games too. Like, they really were for us, and they were for Notre Dame. I know Notre Dame looked at that series as a second half of a new season, and so I'd have to say we met the challenge there. I'd say for really the first time all year, beyond that though, I thought Miami was really good tonight. I don't want to hammer our team too much because I did think the desire is obviously there. It's just I thought Miami played that well tonight.
Well, Reichert and Natty saved 23, but what about their team defense?
Yeah, team defense was good. I thought I thought they really limited us, and then I also thought they gapped up pretty well. In terms of I thought they made it real difficult for us to penetrate and get into their zone. So I thought their team defense played really well, and then the few chances we did have, certainly Corey was up to the task for them in that.
Coach, that long extended power play you guys had there in the third period, 5 minute, and then another two back to back. That could have been a big momentum shift for the team. You guys couldn't get it in. Just talk about your power play tonight. Was it just their defense?
Yeah, again, same thing. Yeah, that was probably one of the times though during the 5 minute. If I remember somewhere in there, I thought we did have a couple chances. But yeah, we were disappointed we weren't able to muster a little bit more. What were we, 0 for 7, they were 0 for 5. Although they scored their one goal, one of our guys stepped out of the box. So realistically, that was probably, you could look at that as a power play goal for them. But it would have been nice if, I felt like the fans were ready to get into it and ready to help us out if we'd have given them anything at all to cheer about, but we didn't. That would have been a great opportunity to do it though right then.
What do you say to this team right now? Because it was kind of a tough. It was obviously a tough loss. Yeah.
They
played pretty well.
Yeah, I didn't say anything realistically after the game. I just told them that there's something to eat. And I've found over the years because it's pretty disappointing that we didn't play better. But the thing is, I need to sleep on it. I need to watch. And the reason you do is, I think if you say something too much right now, you'll regret it tomorrow. You'll let your emotions do the talking and not your head. And so I've just learned you're better off really limiting what you say after a game like this. And then, now I'll have all morning tomorrow to get our message across. But it'll be a much more coherent message than me rambling around and let your emotions get the better of you on that.
Thanks, Coach.